Hey, it's your Daily Dose with Bob and Nick. Welcome back. Today we're talking about tomatoes. Yep, we're diving headfirst into this controversial fruit. They say that knowledge is knowing that a tomato is a fruit, but wisdom is knowing not to put it in a fruit salad. Nick and I don't care about that. We care about what it feels like to crush tomatoes in your hands. We care about the telltale signs that you've eaten too many tomatoes. If that's the kind of wisdom you're seeking, you have come to the right place, my friend. Listen on and enjoy. Plum tomatoes in their own juice, crush them with your hands into a frying pan. She doesn't explain that when you do this, they explode. Like I was covered in tomato juice after squeezing these things, trying to get them in quick enough to keep the recipe going. And it was like, dun, 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 tomato juice all over me, all over the walls of my kitchen.
Was it a prank recipe?
You know something? It might have been. I just didn't realize it at the time.
It wasn't the Barefoot Contessa. It was like Crank Yankers Contessa or something.
Something.
Yeah.
It was. Well, guess what? It was a joke on me because I had to clean up tomato juice from everything.
Why would you do like?
Well, I mean, I
well, not what you, it, but why would they have you do
it
that?
I see it creates a certain texture that you can't get if you chop it up.
Sure.
It's a very mashed kind of, it's still kind of together, but it's kind of apart. It does create something. And then you take that and you bake that down and you broil it down until it's mush. And then you pour it into a blender and you whip it up and you pour it back in the plate and you mix cream into it. And this is the base of the sauce. And you got vodka that's been reduced down. And look on your face. It doesn't look like... It was tasty.
So here's the thing. In general, I don't like cooked tomatoes.
Oh, you like
and
raw?
Then I like raw tomatoes and I like them in sauce. So it sounds like the end of this process, I would have liked it.
Yeah,
I just don't like when they're hot in a dish.
Yeah. I don't like sun-dried tomatoes.
Yeah, and I like sun-dried tomatoes.
Okay, well, geez, you love every kind of tomato except
tomato
for...
Tomato raisins, I call them.
Yeah, that's what they are.
Yeah.
Except for they're not sweet at all.
No, yuck. They're just weird.
Yeah, I don't get them.
Yeah.
So there are certain things that I don't hate them, but I wouldn't get them.
Yeah.
And that's one thing. But these tomatoes, they took on the flavor of everything else when you crush them down. But I think they added something to the texture, and that's why you squish them. It felt kind of cool.
Wait, you put it in a blender.
Well, you know something? You do that after you've cooked them in this semi-globulated form.
Yeah, but what is that? It doesn't do anything to the texture
hey,
at
look,
the end.
Ina Garten knows what she's doing.
Apparently, I am just saying.
It's her process, is what
okay.
I'm saying.
You know, you could cut it any way if it's going into a blender, is my theory.
I think you're absolutely right. When I'm thinking about this now, you've just made me kind of question the foundation of recipes. Like maybe we don't have to do it this way. Because Ina Garten says do it this way, we're like, I'm like more like
she
Ina.
Just likes to feel control over tomatoes. And I understand that because yesterday, just talking about tomatoes,
oh man,
I had way too many tomatoes.
I know. Okay, how did that happen?
I had spaghetti at my aunt's house.
Okay.
Because I went over there, Daytona,
and that's
do
like
all
three
the
kinds
stuff.
Of tomatoes. It's like
that is
puree
eight, and, who knows how many kinds of tomatoes are in there.
But was it good?
Oh, it was fine. It was great. And then I got home and I'm like, it's late after I got did some stuff at the bookstore, and then I was just like, you know what? I have some bread, I have some mozzarella cheese, I have some pepperoni, I have some pesto sauce. Oh, I have some red sauce too. So I made like little open faced pizza.
Yeah, like yeah, homemade pizza.
And then at about midnight, it was like, oh, you had all this acid today. You had all these tomatoes today.
Come back.
You are not going to like it.
Not when you lay down.
Mm-mm.
Oh, no. Did you have at least some like...
I did. It took a while to kick in. And yeah. And then immediately this morning, I forgot and just had coffee. And it was like, oh, the roller coaster of my life. Hey, it's Nick. Thanks for listening. You say tomato. I say tomato. I think we can all agree that they're delicious and nutritious and should only be consumed 1 to 2 times a week, whether that's in some sort of form that's sun-dried or chopped or in a sauce or maybe with oil of some kind. I don't know how to prepare tomatoes, apparently. Have a great day.